Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to the 9 o'clock KT Tyler Show. My name is KT Tyler, and we will be talking about giving is the highest level of living. Giving is the highest level of living. That is today's topic, and I'm gonna explain to you. Usually I read a scripture, then followed by a story, then I'll follow up with some other information that's pertinent to the topic, and then I'll flow with some other information. So giving, today is also January the 21st, 2010. Giving is the highest level of living. In Genesis 14 and 20, then Abram gave a tenth of everything. I'm going to read that again. Genesis 14 and 20. Then Abram gave a tenth of everything. Here's the story. And this story is based on for leaders and leadership and also living life according to the way you were born to live on this earth, on this planet we call earth. Nothing speaks to others more loudly than generosity from a leader. True generosity isn't an occasional event. It comes from the heart and permeates every aspect of a leader's life, touching their time, money, talents, possession. Effective leaders, the kind of people you want to follow, don't gather things just for themselves. They do it in order to give to others. To cultivate the quality of generosity in life, do the following. Be grateful for whatever you have. Put people first. Don't allow the desires for possession to control you. See money as a resource and develop the habit of giving. The only way to maintain an attitude of generosity is to make it your habit to give your time, attention, money, and resources. As Richard Foster says, just the very act of letting go of money or some other treasure does something with inside of us. It destroys the demon greed. You have just heard in your hearing John C. Maxwell, Leadership Promises for Every Day. Now, what I wanted to do was give some illustration on basically what does the word say about giving and how it can help you live a better life and get you to the best place that you want to get to in life. Because everything starts when you're able to let go of some things. And in 2010, we all want it to be better than 2009. So there's some key things that we need to do in our lives to make sure that happens. And one of the key things that we can do is give. And it doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. It doesn't have to be just money. And most people will think money, but it doesn't have to be money. It can be just the listening ear. If you give your time just to listen to someone that you care about and you love, that is a sense of you giving. Well, I'm going to read Proverbs 3, 9 to 10, and it says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all produce, that your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Now, that scripture right there is, like, truly amazing, especially at this time right now where we are in our lives, especially in the economy. That right there alone, it sets the standard for you living and getting to the next level in life based on that fact of instruction. Because God gives us instruction on how to live on a daily basis. He gives us instructions on how to follow, how to be successful, and how to get to the next level, which is so, so, so important. And to me, it's just like when you drive a car. There's nothing better to know when your car breaks down, that you have the dealer to bring it back to that design it. You bring it back to the dealer, even though sometimes you may bring it to, you know, the alley mechanic. But to really get the true essence of that vehicle being fixed to the capacity of which it was made, you bring it back to that dealer to say, hey, this is the problem, this is what I need done. You made it, so you fix it. That is what God gives us. He gives us a word to fix ourselves, to make us in whole the way he wants us to live as human beings. So that right there alone sets and puts us in a place of abundance, puts us in a place of living life with fruitfulness. There's another scripture that I wanted to share, and this is, just by hearing, it just does something, you know, it just does something because when you know by doing the smallest thing, I'm not talking about big thing, I'm talking about the smallest thing, what the reward you can receive for just doing that thing. That is truly amazing. Now, in Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Wow, 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 wow. That is true. I mean that scripture alone, I mean, it has to do something. I mean, if you give a dollar, The least, I mean, something is going to come back to you by you just giving a dollar. That, I mean, to me, that's good investment. You know, just giving to somebody that's in need, giving somebody that's asking, say, can you help me? Just to know, the first thing that should be good for you is to know that you have something to give. That is awesome because when you have something to give and you give it, watch out. It's like, watch out, because he's going to deliver. He said his word should not return to him void. So the thing is, if you line yourself up right and do things according to the way he set it up to be done, you will win. Now, I'm going to read one more scripture, and it's 2 Corinthians 9:7-16. Now, when God put this together, this right here alone gives you the true essence of what it means that God wants you to give and what it can do for your level and living, okay? Now, verse 7 says, each of you must make up your own mind, and I'm reading the Contemporary English Version, okay, the Contemporary English Version. Verse 7, each of you must make up in your own mind about how much to give, but don't feel sorry that you must give and don't feel that you are forced to give. God loves people who loves to give. Verse 8, God can bless you with everything you need, and you will always have more than enough to do all kinds of good things for others. Verse 9, the scripture says, God freely gives his gifts to the poor and always does right. Verse 10 is, God gives seed to farmers and provides everyone with food. He will increase what you have so that you can give even more to those in need. You will be blessed in every way, and you will be able to keep on being generous. Then many people will thank God when we deliver your gift. Verse 12, what you are doing is much more than a service that supplies God's people with what they need. It is something that will make many others thank God. The way in which you have proved yourself by this service will bring honor and praise to God. You believe the message about Christ, and you obey it by sharing generously with God's people and with everyone else. Verse 14, now they are praying for you and want to see you because God used you to bless them so very much. Bless them so very much. Verse 15, thank God for his gift that is too wonderful for words. Right there alone, I mean, that alone, that, I mean, that 2 Corinthians 9:17, it is awesome, awesome, awesome just to know, I mean, he says that he made a promise to us. If you do good to my people, I will do good to you. Because we all are his people. He made us in his own image. He made us in his own likeness. So everything is his. So if he says, what he said is, you do good to my people, I do good to you. I mean, right there, that's awesome. Just like if you work a 9-to-5 job, your boss says, you coming on time, in January, I'm going to give you a bonus because you did exactly what was required of you. God says the same thing, but of course we're going to listen to God because he's the one that created us. He's the mastermind of this all. So if anyone it is to listen to, it's first to listen to him. And he said it. I mean, in plain English, that's why I use the contemporary so we can understand it. It's plain out. It's simple. You give, and it will be given back to you. No matter whether it's small, big, large, but that's how we get to the next level in life. No matter what you went through in 2009, it doesn't have to be the same way in 2010. So you have to understand that everything is according to what you do with your life, and it all starts with you. So I'm going to begin to close out in a minute, but I want to leave everybody with something that is so profound to help you and guide you along the way so that you don't miss a beat. Anytime you want to get from a destination, meaning you want to get to point A to point B, especially in particular states, you have to use a map. And airplane pilots, they use maps to get to one city to another city. What I came up with is, in order for you to live a successful, wealthy, abundant life according to God's will, you have to use a map. And it all starts with the M, which means mindset. If you can get your mind right and get your mindset right, it will determine where you go, okay? It will determine where you go. Anything that you think in your mind, you can do. Anything that you can think, you can achieve. Now, a principal fact is that God made us by his thought. He thought of the world, and he created it, but first he thought it, and then he made it. And then he made us in his own image. So what that means is that we have the same ability to do the same thing that God do as long as we think. It all starts in your mind. And then the next thing, the A, is all about your attitude. Nobody can dictate your attitude. Only you can. You're the only person that can determine whether you're happy or sad. Only you can determine that. Nobody can make you feel happy. Nobody can make you feel sad. You determine that. So if you have the right attitude, that's what's going to draw onto you the things of people given to you. Now, yesterday, my pastor, Kenneth O. Robinson of Restoring Life International Church, shared with us, when you give, grace is poured onto you, meaning grace in the favor. So what happens is most people, when they give, they're looking for the money. Hold on. Money may come, but check this out. When you give, you need to look for that person, because what did God say? He said, if you take care of my people, I'm going to take care of you. Now, realize something. God is not here with us, so he can only use another person. So the when you give, what you're looking for is the person. So if you give something, you look for the person. So your radar should be, okay, is it you? Is it you? Is it you? That's the principle of giving. It's another person that's going to be set up, because that's the way God set it up, to bless you. Because he can only use people. So if you be good to people with the right attitude, what they're going to do to you? They're going to be blessings to you. And then the P stands for purpose. There's nothing in life just driving or walking and don't have no purpose where you're going. You'll always be lost. So the thing is, if you're going to do anything, and how you do anything is how you do everything, is know that you do things on purpose. Have a purpose for what you're doing. Everybody that's on this call, I want to thank you, first of all, but you're on this call for a purpose. You wanted to hear what I had to say, okay? And everything that I'm saying is coming from the Spirit of God that's speaking through me to say, hey, give this information to my people. Because everything I'm saying is nurturing to the soul. It's inspiring you and give you the withal inside yourself, because it's driving you to say, hey, I need to think about something. I need to think about what's being said to me to make something different happen. And that's what this is all about. If you want anything to change in your life, do something different so you can get a different result. Because if you continue to do the same thing over and over again and it's not successful, basically that's what they call insanity, but you're going to get the same result. So the thing is, if you want anything different, you got to do something different. And that's what the principle, and that's what life is all about. Change. Be open to change, because everything that we see is subject to change, but anything that we don't see is eternity. And that's what God is. He's eternal. You see, because we can't see him, so he's eternal. But anything that we can see with our human eye is subject to change. So that's why we have to be so ready to adaptability to the change that may come in our lives. Last thing in closing, we have about 3 minutes left. First, I want to let everyone know that this radio show will be every day at 7 a.m. to 7:45 every morning. And the reason why it's done that way is because John C. Maxwell has a book called Leadership Promises for Every Day, which is 365 days of a principle for every day. My goal in life is to inspire men and women to live out their dreams. And I could do something Monday through Friday, but then what happens to Saturday and Sunday? You know, we always need some type of inspiration to get to the next level. And that's why this is a 7 days a week, 365-day call. I did it. I started it last year in 2009, and I closed out the whole year every day. And no matter if I was even in another city, I still made sure this happened. And the same thing with this going forward. This is going to be every day unless there's no, you know, unless the phones are down. But this will be a constant everyday call, so you can tap in and, like, you know, people get up, wake up to get their coffee. This is going to be your inspiration to get your jolt for the day. And then the next morning you'll receive another jolt of information. Every day it'll be a different topic. And tomorrow, just to let you know, is tomorrow's topic for January 22nd is Seek God, Then Ask These Questions. So every day is going to be a different topic and a different information relating to life. It's always going to be a scripture. There's going to be a story. And then I'm just going to add some key facts that I can use to get you to the next level in life. And just to leave you with three principal things to get and have a better 2010 is, first, have a clear mind of what you want. Clear your mind first of everything in 2009 is gone. So just let that go. But clear your mind. Clear your conscience. Then focus on what is it that you want. Focus on what is it that you want, and then write it down. Make it plain. Every day you should be able to focus on what you want, write it down, and make it plain. And that way it can be drawn on to you. We're in the last about 60 seconds of the show, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being on the show today. Tomorrow will be 7 to 7:45. This has been an awesome opportunity. I hope I shared some information with each and every one of you that can change your life and advance your life to the next level. I want to thank you for being on this call. I also have my own TV show that airs every Saturday in Baltimore City on Comcast Channel 75. That's a live TV show. So this show will be on every day at the same phone number you called in every morning at 7 a.m. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being on this call. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. Have a great day. God bless and much success.